All right. Well, we just finished up our media day here at the U.S. Open, 123rd edition, L.A. Country Club North Course. And I'll tell you what a test. As you can see from where we're standing, that's downtown L.A. in the background. And it's just, this is a hilly golf course. I'll tell you what, I mean, for walking a couple old guys, I'm worn out.
Oh, man, you're not that old. I am, though. It's a beast. But it's going to be a golf course that the guys are really going to have to do their homework on. They're going to have to spend some time early in the week to get this golf course kind of in their mind and get a game plan formulated.
Here's an interesting thing. Non-traditional U.S. Open on the scorecard, 3 par 5s and 5 par 3s. That's a little bit unique.
Yeah, it is. And par 3s traditionally, when they're long, are very difficult and guys make bogeys on them. And but the guys get an extra par 5 when normally in a US Open you only get 2.
Yeah, so one of those par 3s, by the way, Bob, let's just do the little spin around here, because right behind us is one of the coolest little par 3s. Oops, there it is right there, if you can see that. This thing is gonna play, Bob, anywhere from 80 yards
right
up to what, 130
maybe?
Yeah, 130. It's just a short little par 3. Yep. But I'll tell you what, there is a skinny little spot to hit it when they play it at that 80 yard mark.
Yeah, right up at the front. Front half of the green is really, really thin. But it's gonna be really fun to watch the guys play this hole, because you've got to really be precise.
Let's talk about those finishing holes, 16, 17, 18. John Bodenhammer in his press conference talked about how daunting these are. I mean, it's like almost 1,500 yards, a little over 1,500 yards for those last three holes, and they're all par fours.
Yeah, all par fours. It's amazing. They keep making par fives 500 yards for these guys, but I'll tell you what, these guys bomb it. They hit a long ways, and they're still going to hit mid-irons into these greens with it being 500 yards.
Yeah, and you said par fives. Of course, you mean par fours.
That's what I meant.
But it plays like par fives for us.
I mean, for me, it's a par five.
It's a long way. So overall, this is a tremendous golf course. This is going to be an experience, I think, for the fans to be able to see one of the great pieces of golf property, really, in the United States and maybe around the world. So real treat to be out here today. I'll tell you, overall, it's a really good test. I think if you were to play the proper tees, you could find a way to have some good scores on this hole. I wouldn't ever say that I would feel totally comfortable regardless of the tees out here. It just is that kind of a course that asks a lot. It asks a lot of shots. In fact, as John Bodenhammer said, one of their principles is get every club in your bag dirty. And boy, you can get your scorecard can get dirty in a hurry too if you're not careful.
Yeah, and you can hit it in some really tough spaces. You know, you talked about the fans that are going to be here. It's going to be a small U.S. Open. 22,000 a day is what they're looking at for the U.S. Open. Normally, you're seeing 40 or 50,000. So it's a little bit of a smaller property, very similar to Marion. And what they learned there at Marion is that they can have U.S. Opens on small venues or smaller sized venues.
Yeah, they are going to expand the media coverage, though. So you're going to have from the app, Peacock, NBC. NBC is going to have 25 hours, a total of 49 hours for all of the coverage. So it's going to be well covered. There's a new USGA app that has all the championships. You can download that and watch some great stuff. If you're in LA for the week of the Open and you don't have a ticket, at the Westfield Mall at Century City, just around the corner, they're going to have a U.S. Open experience Thursday through Sunday with a lot of cool things and opportunities to put a club in your hand, have a good time, monitor it, watch it, just be a part of the celebration that is the U.S. Open here in Los Angeles for the first time in 75 years. Looks to be amazing. I can't wait to see what these best players in the world do on one of the best golf courses and tests that they'll face in one of the toughest championships. So 123rd U.S. Open coming up. Hope you enjoyed this, and we'll look forward to being here in just about 3 weeks. What are we?
5 weeks.
5 weeks. We'll look forward to being here in 5 weeks and covering the United States Open Championship.